Hello again. Thank you so much for listening to today's challenge. We are in Psalm 140 today, verses 6 through 13. Psalm 140, verses 6 through 13. David continues in this psalm and he says, I say to the Lord, you are my God. Give ear to the voice of my pleas for mercy, O Lord. O Lord, my Lord, the strength of my salvation, you have covered my head in the day of battle. Grant not, O Lord, the desires of the wicked. Do not further their evil plot, or they will be exalted. As for the head of those who surround me, let the mischief of their lips overwhelm them. Let burning coals fall upon them. Let them be cast into fire, into miry pits, no more to rise. Let not the slanderer be established in the land. Let evil hunt down the violent man speedily. I know that the Lord will maintain the cause of the afflicted and will execute justice for the needy. Surely the righteous shall give thanks to your name. The upright shall dwell in your presence. If you were with us last Saturday, you'll know that we looked earlier on the first part of this psalm and how David was talking about evil men plotting evil things and trying to trip him up. And of course, we looked at how that happened to Jesus as well. But we also looked at the fact that even though evil men were planning to trap Jesus and to trip him up and to put him to death, God was in full control of the whole time. Now listen, today I want to encourage you to be patient until the day when God will judge the world and reward the righteous. Here we see David saying, and we also see that this is, the Bible tells us that what he's praying about is going to happen. He says, look, don't grant the desires of the wicked. Don't further their evil plot or they'll be exalted. As for the head of those who surround me, let the mischief of their lips overwhelm them. Let burning coals fall upon them. Let them be cast into fire, into miry pits, no more to rise. You know, there is a judgment that is coming for the wicked. There's an eternity of hell. There's Hades, which is a fiery torment until the great white throne judgment for all the wicked dead. And then they're going to be cast into the lake of fire because of their rejection of salvation through faith in Jesus Christ and all the things that they've done. Folks, listen, we have to keep in mind that God is in control of the timing of all the events that the Bible says have and will happen. God is the one who's in control. And so the Bible says we, as his followers, need to just keep our eyes on him and not lose hope and be patient. Listen to James chapter 5, verses 7 through 9. James chapter 5, verses 7 through 9. Be patient, therefore, brothers, until the coming of the Lord. See how the farmer waits for the precious fruit of the earth, being patient about it until it receives the early and the late rains. You also be patient. Establish your hearts, for the coming of the Lord is at hand. Do not grumble against one another, brothers, so that you may not be judged. Behold, the judge is standing at the door. The one who's going to judge, the one who knows everything, and he's going to judge in righteousness, the one who doesn't need to make decisions by what his ears hear or his eyes see because he knows everything, he is coming. That's Jesus, and he's going to judge the world. He's going to reward the righteous who have had faith in him, and he's going to punish the wicked who have rejected him. Listen to 2 Peter chapter 2, verses 4 through 9. For if God did not spare angels when they sinned, but cast them into hell and committed them to chains of gloomy darkness to be kept until the judgment, if he did not spare the ancient world, but preserved Noah, a herald of righteousness, with seven others, when he brought a flood upon the world of the ungodly, if by turning the cities of Sodom and Gomorrah to ashes, he condemned them to extinction, making them an example of what's going to happen to the ungodly, and if he rescued righteous Lot, greatly distressed by the sensual conduct of the wicked, for as that righteous man lived among them day after day, he was tormenting his righteous soul over their lawless deeds that he saw and heard, then the Lord knows how to rescue the godly from trials and to keep the unrighteous under punishment until the day of judgment. In other words, God's already shown that he will deal with the wicked. He's given an example of that with Sodom and Gomorrah. He's definitely given an example of he's willing to deal with the world when he brought the flood in the same way. He's dealt with angels who left their first position in Genesis 6, and he knows how to save judgment for his timing for the wicked and take care of the righteous. Be in that group of those that are going to be spared and taken care of. Don't be in that group. They're going to be cast into fire. Hope this helps someone out there today. I look forward to sharing some more with you next week. Hope to see you then.